League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Another episode of the CP Podcast. I'm your host, CP. This is the podcast where we talk about anything CP want to talk about, because I'm CP and my name is CP, and you see me. I'm a person. You see P, pushing P, what else? And I'm CP. As always, my co-host Maya, beautiful, intelligent, galactically scholastical, and then we got Amir, man. Amir is once again got some nice bright Christian like earrings and just very diamond North Star, you know, not that usual Grim Reaper gear, even though he is in all black.
all black
like the Reaper. Little Kim. Anyway, what up, y'all? What's going on?
These airlines are getting out of hand.
Hold on, take my sunglasses off. Hold on. I gotta calibrate my eyes. What if I was an alien and one of my tails was my eyes, and so I had to wear sunglasses because you would see the reptilianness. Sometimes my pupils like blinking sideways and the fuck y'all. Like, oh my gosh, I keep the sunglasses on.
Are you admitting to something right now?
No, I was just saying, what if?
What if?
How crazy would that be? Because we're already friends, so you can't take it back. So y'all always got to be cool. Now I'm ET. Now you got to feed me Reese's Pieces. Anyway, it's not the case, though. I'm regular. I wish I was an alien on you niggas. Ooh, wee. I'd be like, you niggas thought we weren't real? You know what I'm saying? That's how I boot up. You niggas thought we weren't real? I was in the room. You were talking shit. What you would do it to an alien? Beat my ass. Beat my ass. I'd be one of them aliens. They'd be like, oh, calm down. Nah, bitch. Beat my ass.
What, how would you know you'd be stronger? Just because you're an alien doesn't mean you would get your ass beat then.
Oh, talking shit.
You get hit with a nigga like Flubber or some shit. You smack him. Like, oh, you start flying like you got no weight.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, though, because all the aliens, the ones who are the maddest are the cephalopod and the insect kind of ones. And, you know, both of them is kind of like powerful in technique, but they don't have the bone structure to be really talking shit. And I agree with that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you a big-ass grasshopper. True enough, you a praying mantis. If you grab me, you can bite my head off. But I could also pop your whole head off because you all exoskeleton. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I feel you on that. You know, you like an undone lobster tail. You know what I'm saying? We would fuck you up. But in the event, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, still, if you know, that's how, you know, if I was alien, I'd boot up on niggas. Nigga, beat my ass. He said that. He said beat my ass. He's daring you to come do it. If you catch you in them clamps, though, everybody would be like, ooh, he clamped Dante's chest. There's always some nigga named Dante run up first. You know what I'm saying? With his shirt off. With one of them little necklaces with one of them shark teeth on it.
Oh, my God. I know exactly what you're talking about.
He got some dumbass girlfriend. Don't hurt anybody, Deontay.
It's like the dude from Rocket Power. That's the first person I thought of.
He gets so fucking crazy when he gets drunk.
Tank top, yep.
Oh, man.
Yeah, exactly. Big surfer dude, exactly. That's literally what I thought, too.
Fucking, fucking four White Claws in. Next thing you know.
High tide.
Anyway. What's new, man? What's going on? What's going on? Do you see about that robot that broke that kid's finger?
I did. Because
he beat him in chess?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, robots is acting like some little bitches again.
I don't know if he was beating him or if he just...
Nah, the story I'm going with in my mind that I imagine it with... Think about it. What other reason would he grab... Can you imagine? We'll beat the shit out. Imagine if this motherfucker was playing spades and then one of the kids reneged... Because we like, you don't know how to play. You got to play with Lambda. And then Lambda grabbed one of the kids. You redneck, you fucked up our day. We be like, get off that baby. Get off that baby. The baby redneck. Some people are going to be like, he reneged? Oh, that well, it ain't got nothing to do with me. Other people gonna be like, that ain't got nothing to do. He gonna take the baby life. He reneged. You know what I'm saying? And so they gotta get him off the baby. That's where we going. I know humans who throw the controller when they get mad.
I wanna say he's learning the rage. Like,
yeah, he's learning game rage. This is bullshit.
Well, it seems as though the robot moved and then the boy went to make a move and the robot just grabbed his finger.
Yeah, because it's like, hello? When are you going to stop giving these AIs a break? He's clearly a psychopath.
He's a psychopath?
Yes. What is this robot's sign? It's probably a Leo. You know what I'm saying? A little Leo bot.
He was programmed under a certain
month. Just can't take it. Yeah. This is ridiculous. This is a damn shame. That robot should be locked up, just on the yard, just doing push-ups, getting stronger. What you doing? I broke a kid's finger. That's crazy.
It says he was able to finish the tournament in a cast.
Man, why would they make that little boy finish? He should have finished the tournament in a goddamn lawsuit. Break my motherfucking thing. I'm going straight to the Supreme Court. How you doing? Yeah, I'm here to file a suit against Lambda supremely, please. I have the Supreme.
Well, this is in Moscow, so I don't know if they can just sue a robot like we can here.
Oh, but they also can make a robot that don't give a fuck about the children.
They probably made a bad robot, honestly. I mean, and it just short-circuited.
What's a bad robot? A short circuit?
He saw that move and was like, this motherfucker about to beat me.
Because look, what he saw was the computer saw 8 moves down the line. Like, if he does that, that's a great move. I did not take a snap. He could have snapped his neck. He could have really fucked that little boy up, for real. Because if you read the article, they said that this particular robot was the child of a slot machine and a vending machine. Both very, like, one of the vending machines that has one of those things where it go get your pop and then bring it down to the little door.
Where in the article does it say that?
Where are you reading that?
I'm reading this on
scroll
the BBC.
Scroll back up. Okay, now go down. Okay. It was a different link, like a way more in-depth link. But you got to have a subscription. It's like one of them kind of... Yeah, you got to have a subscription. Anyway, but I got a subscription, but I don't feel like logging in. But the way I read it to be. And so the parents are a slot machine, like I said, and a vending machine. One of the ones that go get your pop or your water or whatever and then bring it out to the door. Way too strong. You know, it's just like the anger from them kind of parents. They get used a lot. Dirty buttons and the wine be all germy. They just come home and just lash out on him. And he was playing chess in his room, just, you know, trying to be a good little computer. And then it was just dark, you know. Some nights they wasn't eating, you know, and it's the arguments, you know. And then, you know, he started watching, like, old Mike Tyson fights and, you know, researching Mike Tyson on YouTube and just kind of figuring out what to do with his rage, you know, because he had a very nice, and he had a high voice. So, yeah, like a lot of rage, the high voice. He started fighting at school, you know, just, you know. Guys were really fucking with him. He started trying to get him off, and then he had to rage. Then he thought he was a bitch.
I'm surprised that they haven't programmed the robot to be able to tell the difference between a chess piece and a human flesh.
I'm surprised they ain't never made a robot that could say, my bad.
Surprised it said, my bad.
Like, my bad. I'm so sorry. Oh, I fucked up.
Is that how you say it?
If we had that, yeah, they'd be like, in other news, the robot has admitted, you know, robot be taken out of handcuffs. I fucked up. I got emotional. You know what I'm saying? It's a robot. Y'all act like, man. So that's what it looked like?
Yeah, let's see if it makes us watch an ad first.
It looked just like the Terminator.
Of course there's an ad first.
Well, you know it's an ad first for robots.
I should have queued this up. Let's see what this says. Well, the Moscow Chess Federation told state news agency.
You ever see somebody be like, man, if I was white, that's how I'd do it. Like, that's how I look.
That's how you look if you were white? You probably look like you, except white.
No, I'm saying, like, if I could choose, like, you know, if I was white or if I was Asian, I'd be one of them, like I'd probably be a monk. I want to be the sweetest version of every race. I would not want to be, you know what I'm saying, like, you know.
You can still be a monk.
I don't want to be a black monk.
Here we go.
Damn. Wait, did it just come down on his finger? That's it?
Because it's got to grab the piece, I imagine.
It saw his finger was like pale-looking thing, grab. It thought his finger was a piece.
So it's playing four games with four different children.
First of all, that's stress.
Yeah, look how he grabbed it.
Oh, man. Yeah, that little kid was trying to get the lawsuit. Get your fucking finger off the board. You're playing with a robot. But the robot should be held responsible, and he should be put down. Do better. You can't break a kid's finger, man. That's a kid finger. He's going to have arthritis.
Says it was rented. It was a rented robot.
It was a rented robot. Oh, man. And they got that bitch from Blockbuster. Oh, hell no.
They got insurance on it.
Hell no.
They probably got a good payout from that.
You take that bitch out in the backyard and shoot that motherfucker. Wait, what is going on? It was a mistake. I fucked up.
Anyway, we have some really interesting news this week.
What's the
really interesting news? So 23andMe that everybody sent their stuff to.
Oh, I saw that. The biological weapon.
So everyone sent their DNA in.
Break it down for us.
Basically. And now this representative who's on the, I believe, the House Intelligence Committee is warning people that they can make a specific biological weapon to target a person based on your DNA. Mm. So he's saying at the Aspen Security Forum, which is a thing apparently, don't send your DNA in because they can make a weapon to kill you.
And that's exactly why I never sent my shit in, because I knew some shit like this. And I don't know if I said it on here or not, but I'm like, man, fuck out of here. So basically, they just know, like, if you a fat, greedy motherfucker, they go send a bag of Doritos Cool Ranches directly to you. They be like, he can't resist these. We know his DNA. He cannot resist it. And then you eat them bitches and never wake up. Because you teaching them about your body and what can kill just you. Now, what they saying is that this is a biological weapon for the battlefield. Like they can know what soldiers were out there and how literally to attack just those soldiers.
Yeah, in theory, you could pinpoint it down to someone's, like, genetics. And they're talking about they could get rid of whole breeds of cows and chickens and whatever to start a famine. Did you see the latest James Bond?
They could start a famine? Jesus Christ.
Yeah, because we depend on so few species.
Oh, I'm going to give me some tenders. As soon as I leave here, just because it's like, duh, you just don't know. I need some tenders. You say what now?
Because we depend on so few species for what we eat, so yep. Few cow species, dairy cows, chickens, and so forth, that if they were to target it specifically, they could wipe out all of our food. Yeah. Or we would be the ones doing it, let's be honest.
And guess who's going to be eating eagles and shit? Yeah, boy.
It says, 23andMe has repeatedly stated that it does not sell off customers' private information, but other DNA companies have provided information to police upon request. Remember when they caught the serial killer in California? They caught him by 23andMe because his cousin had sent 23andMe in, so they knew that it was a close relative of a person. I don't know if it was 23andMe specifically, but I think it was the Gateway Killer or...
Wait, like the other ones, 23andMe and maybe Ancestry or something?
Ancestry?
I never heard of that story, though.
You never heard about the serial killer that was caught by that?
When was this?
That was a few years ago. Because we were like, yeah, we knew that would happen.
Only been out here like 4 years.
Well, it was a major thing because they said they weren't going to sell anyone's data.
I remember
data.
Them saying that. I ain't believe it, though.
The ball is tipped.
Joseph James D'Angelo. So his DNA was in the Golden State Killer. Sorry. So his DNA was in file, but they had nothing to link it back to. But they were able to cross-reference it by his cousin's DNA. And they knew that it was within however many jumps of this person. So this guy. And you know what? This guy's a jerk. He killed a lot of people.
Look at this motherfucker right here. He looked like a goddamn omelet with a face on it.
But nevertheless, the way they found him was mad shady.
He like the bottom of a shark. Fuck him.
He got so many other names.
Yeah, look at all his names.
East Area Rapist, East Side Rapist.
Oh, he's East Bay Christ. Rapist.
East Bay Rapist. He rape everywhere.
He rape everywhere. Greek. Where's he at right now?
Prison. Hopefully.
Man, that ain't good enough.
They got him 12 life sentences.
Well, I guess.
Plus 8 years. The 8 years is petty.
Yeah, the 8 years is petty. Nigga, 12 life what is sentences. 12 life sentences. I wonder if that means that. I mean, but you say that, but it's like you ever see a contract, and in that contract, it's in perpetuity throughout the universe. Have y'all ever heard of that? I've seen some of my contracts say throughout the universe. And I'm like, I wonder why. And so you think that we only got one life? This motherfucker come back, he gonna be a baby. He gonna grow up. He gonna do some bullshit, a small crime, and they gonna be like, life. And he be like, what the fuck? You got 12 of these, bitch. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, grow up again, do some bullshit, life. And he got to get through 12 of them.
Well, that's karma. That's the definition of
but that's
karma
what I'm saying,
in a Buddhist
though,
sense,
like,
that he would get 12 lives that he has to suffer for this.
So why would you give somebody 12 through death? Because life is 25 years, kind of, right? 25 years to life?
I think it depends on the state.
That's what I always thought.
Yeah.
Life sentence is like minimum 25.
25 years. Because that's a whole life. You could become a good person in prison and then become a bad person in prison again in 25 years. You know, man, when I was my first 10, I was all right. Now I'm evil.
So you're eligible for parole after 25 years. So if you've been acting right, then you can get out in 25 years.
Who the fuck gonna act right for 25 years and they already is a prisoner? That's crazy. That's
you become
like
a Muslim?
That's, huh?
Become a Muslim and start reading.
Oh my God.
Man. What? You're already in there. You might as well read.
Somebody piss you off. This here man, 25 boxes of cigarettes. I don't know. That was a movie I saw.
But yeah, that's how they found him. Do you remember?
I want to beat his ass.
Michelle.
When I see people like that, I'd be like, man, I just want to fight him. You say what?
So that was Patton Oswalt's wife. She had written the story about him. Remember?
She looked like Patrick.
And she has passed, and that was sad.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. If I was gonna say she kind of looked like Patrick from SpongeBob, like his sister or something, but she's passed.
She's passed.
But can I tell you something?
Mm-hmm.
She did used to look like that.
But she was writing the true crime about him.
Somebody said I'm on my Jimmy Butler with the hair. Come on now, you know me better than that. It's all me. Jimmy Butler went from a ball fade to the bumble clock. I went from ball fade to bumble clock. He could go through the lane and somebody like Giannis go snatch one of them bitches out. Jimmy go get pissed. Like, what the fuck? Snatch one of my goddamn dreads out. Them bitches is already dirty. They like sandy brown. How do you get some pre-dirty? He bought like some of them Lil Wayne catfish dreads.
I wish he would cut his off, to be honest.
What he gonna do though, man? I'm not ready for a fade Wayne. You know what I'm saying? Like, Wayne, wait.
He could cut him lower or something.
Come on, man. He got six of them. It's six of them, bro.
He can make six, they can be six short ones.
Man, I don't know what I want to see Wayne do, man. I don't want to see him bald, dog. I'm not ready for that, bro. I might lose my hair if I see him lose his hair. You know what I'm saying? A bunch of 38-year-old niggas' hair gonna fall out all over the country. Like, not Weezy.
Face tat's gonna come off and everything.
Yeah, Jimmy Butler thought he was killing it, and then had the nerve on his first day of dreading this, gonna put his shit up in a bun. Like, my nigga, on your first day, you in a bun?
Wait, so he's had long hair for a long time and just dreaded it up now?
He had kind of long hair. It ain't that bad, but
he had
know,
like the early, like,
yeah, his hair ain't long as mine. But it's, now that nigga here,
now it's down there. Yeah.
Yeah.
So he got fake hair in?
Yeah. He got, it's called weave.
Okay. I just don't know why.
I wonder why, but I was going to say, I was like, I wonder why he did that instead of just, you know, just having it grow. Because this is going to help it grow or anything?
I just don't understand why people do that. If you're a man, this what you want to look like. Like, the whole point of having your hair that long is to grow your hair that long and to have healthy, long hair that long. That's a statement. It's like, we don't have to do that. Like, society says that we don't have to do that. Who was that next to him? Is that Scooter Braun? Who was that?
Is that another player? Or
It might have been
another trainer or something like that.
I only know what six white people look like.
They might got a lot of tattoos.
Damn, I thought they had some sweet ass pants. They missed tattoos.
Yep. Yeah, my brothers have really long dreads. They've been growing them since they were starting to be men.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I know they take offense when somebody like this just gets some dreads overnight. He'd be like, oh, wow.
I just don't know why. Like, why would you trouble yourself?
But he did a whole video about it. Like, bam, bam, bam. See, sometimes I feel like these NBA players, especially the ones that are really good, are so out of touch because they had to spend so much time getting really good. You know what I'm saying? So they don't really understand, like, you know, what everybody else was on and what we thought was kind of lame. And, you know, and they just be coming out with all this money. Like, ooh, I'm about to get a Burberry Navigator. You know what I'm saying? It's like, motherfucker, what? A Burberry Navigator on spinners. You know, y'all saw that movie with Ted Entertainer with Bow Wow. It's like, fam, you know, and that's because, you know, shit, you focus. Like, I don't know a lot of athletic shit. You know what I'm saying? I didn't focus on that. I focused on other shit. So it's like, you know, going to the gym, doing shit, is like, you know, that's kind of like, oh, okay, I got to learn how to do this. Nigga like that can go to the gym and just yoke up because he know what he doing and know how to, you know what I'm saying? It's just all of what you focus on. But that's just funny to me that this nigga got these dreads, man. Shout out to Jimmy Butler, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, I don't want no smoke. Jimmy like the type of nigga who don't like to get roasted. You know what I'm saying? Because I remember, Udonis Haslam, he needs some extensions or something in his hair. That nigga hair, it's like, bro, come on, man. You can't be out here in the NBA looking old like that. He be out here looking like he got a shotgun under his seat on the bench.
How old is he, though? Yeah, I think he is. Is he in his 40s?
Probably, but it just it'd be like, God damn, Udonis. Udonis. He'd be on the sideline like, how the hell is that a foul? Come on now, ref. Oh shit, that ain't no foul.
He still play for
that nigga. Look, he look like he fight like this. Come on, come on, come on. He look like after a loss, everybody be quiet, and he come in the locker room like, y'all don't want it. That's the problem. You don't want it.
He definitely the spirit manager, yeah, on the sideline.
See, when you dig in for a win. See, that's your problem. You don't understand. No. See, Mr. Spoelstra, they laid down the groundwork for us. I tell you what, you gonna fuck around. Anyway, cream of wheat by my locker. Come get you a cup. Come get you a cup of this good cream of wheat. It's by my locker.
That is some old people shit. Yeah. I never had that in my life. I don't think I want to, though.
Some of you boys stink.
Cream of wheat, bro. Yeah. That sounds old as hell.
But come on, my locker. Get your cup of squirt to that Dracar. Dracar smells good. It's just old now. That's what happens to old good colognes. They just get played out and new shit come out. But I used to like how Dracar used to smell. My dad used to wear Dracar.
He's only 41. That's not old.
Oh, in basketball.
In NBA years, he's like 72.
Yeah, how long did Tom Brady play for? He's still playing. Yeah, he retired and came out.
But he's in the NFL, though. It's a little different. It's actually worse.
Yeah, he's well protected in his position as far as, like, he ain't really been sacked that much to make him be like, all right, I think it's time for me to stop playing.
No, he's looking older.
Yeah, about that time.
Udonis called a timeout, be like, timeout. I got to go stir these greens. I'm going to tell you what. Somebody got out there and flipped the meat. Junior! Come flip the meat! Junior! Udonis looks so old, I think his son finna retire. My son played for 32 years! NBA. 32 years!
He looks all right there.
It's like, no, it's like, okay, all right, yeah. I mean, you'll show a nigga a picture in this draw. He is an NBA player, I get it. You know what I'm saying? But the nigga look old. But shout out to Udonis, though, man. I'm sure he's cool as hell. I just like talking shit about niggas. You know, I roast Udonis. You know what I'm saying? Don't get mad at me and send me a fax. Do not fax me.
Okay, have you heard there's going to be an exercise pill? Or there might be an exercise pill.
What you mean by that?
It means that they have found... You're taking it?
I'm taking it. What is it?
It's cheating.
It's cheating. Man, you out your goddamn mind. He's a maniac. Boom. Maniac on that floor. I'll be in my room like, ugh.
So they found this amino acid that's produced during exercise. And so they were giving it to mice. It works in mice. And they're thinking they might develop a pill so you can just exercise with a pill.
I'll be a maniac on the floor. Hey, man, you got any more of them exercise pills? You're done for the day. You know I'm hooked. Look at me, Tony. I'm hooked, baby. Everybody who work out got a best friend named Tony who work out too. Tony come in with a big-ass gallon of water and some tight-ass shorts. Ready to eat today, player? What you eat for breakfast? 18 boiled eggs. 18 boiled eggs. I ain't no bitch. 18 of them motherfuckers.
Well, some people can exercise and nothing happens for them. It's not very many. It's like 1 in 20. But these people, they don't produce this amino acid when they exercise.
Yeah. Because, see, look, here's the thing. This I always tell motherfuckers. If you fat, you got to be like a lawnmower. You take a little more to rev your engine up to go. So you got to get to your level. Don't be listening to the science. Like, you got to run for it. You got to run a little extra to get the fat rolling for real. You know what I'm saying? So, yep, I'm going to take one of these pills and be a maniac. Chris, you look good. Thank y'all. What you been doing? Man, shit, a lot of rest, you know. Eating right, taking exercise.
That's how they do it. They get a BBL and be like, I've been in the gym. They're going to be the same thing once this pill hit.
Yeah, oh, man, what? Yeah, nigga, please.
Bunch of liars.
Niggas finna have these pills. Niggas finna get BDLs. they gonna get a BDL. Like, you see what it is, bitch. A Brazilian dick lip. I gotta buy a whole road when I fly home because I gotta lay on my back. Get my Brazilian dick lift, and then I'm going to Miami. He's a maniac. I'm sorry. I can't. That song, man.
It's a good song.
Mm-hmm.
You don't think it's cheating? Like, you don't get any of the emotional and spiritual benefits of exercise. You just take a pill.
Some people don't care. They just want to get to the end result.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck.
But then they're not going to... Then the pill goes away and then they don't maintain it.
No, you just maintain it. Once I get there, I go to the gym then.
Really?
To keep looking sweet. Yes, Maya, what the fuck?
Okay.
What the fuck? Yes. Yes. Once I get the car, now I'm going to hang out with the niggas who got the car. You know what I'm saying? Go to the Tesla shop. Get the rims. You know what I'm saying? Give me some Who's Your Daddy shorts. He's a maniac. Running around the mall, they're like, he is so crazy. Doing pull-ups on stuff. Oh, what's up, ladies? I need to see y'all there.
There's going to be so many dudes just in tank tops once this pill comes out.
Yeah, it's going to be a bunch of
Jersey Shore
girls, too, looking like shrunk fat bitches. You know what I'm saying? You look weird. Thank you. Their shoulders going to be real little in. Thank you. Give Auntie a hug. Looking like a tight, squoze up little fat bitch. Hey! Welcome to my condo! come on in to Auntie's condo. Everybody got an auntie that got a condo that every other word is condo. Well, that's how they do it down in my condo. They do the, they come in and do the lawn care for you at the condo. So, yep. And see, now I got to get down there early because they're going to be plowing snow at the condo. And I got to get down there before they plow all the snow up because they do all the visitor parking. Because, you know, if you live at the condo, then you can park with it, you know. But everybody down at the condo feel like the association is a little bit too much, a little fee, you know. But, hey, I like my little condo. You're like, shut the fuck up about this damn condo.
No, I think a lot of these people are going to take the pill and then they're going to think they can do some stuff they haven't trained for and they're going to put their back out. And that's how we're going to tell the people who took the pill. Man,
you got to go look at what the mice was doing. All the mice did was get their little six pack and look good. They wasn't doing nothing extra. You want to do extra shit, you know what I'm saying? That's your problem. You want to start fucking out of your weight class and little shit like that, then that's your problem. It's going to fuck you up. You'll hurt your back. You know what I'm saying? But... Man, you get your shit just a little sweet as hell in a polo. You know what I'm saying? What that nigga Sada Baby say? I'm just trying to understand what you be saying that you leaving me. Well, you know a nigga was there every time he really needed to be. My bad. I love that song, man. It's called Auntie Melody. Y'all should fuck with it.
How much would you pay for this pill?
About $55 a pill.
$55 a pill?
Yep, and I get about 500 of them.
You might have to take it every day.
600 of them.
It's so much easier just to work out.
What you mean it's so much easier just to work out? What are you talking about?
It's so much easier just to work out, Pete.
How you know how easy this is? Have you ever seen Nutty Professor? I already know what they do. This is featherweight. I'm going to wake up in the morning like Buddy Love, ready to go. Feeling great. Light on my feet. You only get one life to live.
Wow. Here's something else I found. It's kind of related to that. Amir, you might be able to help us out with this. They found out why some people are so skinny. Like, you know, skinny people?
Mm-hmm.
Not to say, Amir, you're...
I'm very skinny.
Okay, Amir is kind of skinny.
But Amir don't eat meat, though.
I do. You don't eat meat?
I do. No red meat.
Right. Well, that's one of the main meats.
It's just genetics. My dad was like, when my parents had me at 23, 24, mm-hmm. my dad was like 120. And my mom was like, she crossed 100 pounds because she was pregnant. Like,
wow.
I just come from small people. So I'm not looking, like when I look at myself, I'm like, man, that's normal. And I know as I get older, it'll be a thing. Like if my dad didn't start running, he definitely would have been like a husky nigga.
Really?
And I'm not trying to, yeah, easily.
When you eat an Oreo, do you bite that bitch or you just eat that bitch like a nugget? And when you eat a nugget, do you bite that bitch or do you just eat that bitch like a nugget?
It depends. They're separate. Oreos, like I bite a little piece off or whatever because I be getting the light skin Oreos with the double stuff.
Yeah. Joints.
I get those. That's my stuff. But that's too much sugar at one bite. But when it come to like
nuggets. That's some freak Oreos, man. You need to calm down. You a little freaky motherfucker. Get them double stuff Oreos.
Double stuff, bro.
Double stuff cream pie Oreos. That's crazy. Now I get the regular Oreos. I got the chocolate Oreos with the chocolate cream. The bitches kind of hit, man. Me and my daughter liked them. My other daughter didn't really care for them too much. They still at the house.
I hate the cream in the middle.
I'm not the biggest fan of chocolate, though.
The cream in the middle is disgusting.
I like brownies, and I like pound cake and cheesecake. Those are like, that's kind of like where I'm right on the outer edges of like cake as far as like taste tolerance. Like regular cake with like icing and all that shit just makes me like, eh. Brownies, pound cake, and cheesecake, and then like pies. I fuck with a couple pies, you know what I'm saying? But I'm not.
You might be getting at that age where that shit just don't excite you no more.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Because for me, I'm like, if a cake don't got icing on it, I'm not eating it.
Has it happened a lot when people offer you cake without icing on it?
It just be like, bro,
you don't like pound cake?
Pound cake is cool. It got a little bit of icing on it, though.
No,
it's got
pound
a glaze.
Cake or the, yeah,
it's
the glaze on it. That's what I mean.
Oh, yeah. Man,
it got to have a little something. Like, the cake by itself be hidden, but, like, I'm not finna... It's like, oh, people be getting non-glazed donuts. Like, what the fuck? I would never
do that. Somebody said top five sweets. All right. So I'm going to put a poll down, too. I don't know how to do a poll.
You can do that one.
Yeah, but anyway, okay, look, my top five sweets, like, all right, in no particular order, neither. All right, a warm chocolate chip cookie.
Mm-hmm.
There's a Crumbles cookie that just popped up in my neighborhood with these fucking cookies that look like burger patties. Oh, my God. Anyway, a warm chocolate chip cookie, a pound cake, a fresh pound cake, a dense, moist pound cake. Oh, my God. A cheesecake, a New York cheesecake. I could eat a regular or with some strawberries, blueberries even maybe as like a little thing. Brownies, some fresh brownies. And then number five, a peanut butter cookie. I love a fresh, like Otis Spunkmeyer style peanut butter cookie. But yeah, that's my top five, though. And in no particular order, man. And I don't really like cake with frosting and all of that. But, you know, I eat some. But you know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't even know birthday cake, nigga. So if y'all make pound cakes or chocolate chip cookies out there with no fentanyl, never mind. You can't eat nothing from nobody no more, man. It ain't even like that, man.
These motherfuckers
will kill the shit out of you. And they'll be at your funeral like, what happened? I bet you made that cake with that Windex in it.
Yeah, mine's pretty much the same. And then just straight up chocolate. I notice I don't really gain weight if I just eat chocolate. But once you start adding in the flour and the butter, that's where it becomes a problem.
Dr. Dandruff, what up, though?
See, I'm saying sweets. And does that include candy?
It would. Right? Or pastry?
Or is that just the bakery.
Well, see, shit. I didn't. Yeah, well, those are my sweets. I really don't fuck with candy like that. You hear about that Skittles lawsuit? Talk about how Skittles is like, is it has so many toxic ingredients in it that it's like considered poison, Skittles. And that really hurt my feelings. You know, when I tell you something, I fuck with Skittles. I put my teeth on the line so many nights.
Well, that Red 40 or whatever they call it, that's been a problem for a while.
Yeah, they need to go ahead and do away with that. God damn, use some beets. It's so simple. Beet color for red.
Well, they're able to do it in Europe. They just outlaw a lot of these things. And so they have similar candies, sometimes better candies, and it's not toxic because they make the laws.
Titanium oxide sounds dangerous.
Are Hi-Chews, are Hi-Chews made like with any quality? I like Hi-Chews. And back in the day, you could only get them at like the Japanese shop. Shout out my nigga Tommy. We used to go down to, we had this office on Royal Oak. And we used to go to Burn Rubber, and there was like a little Japanese like shop where, you know, they sold like marble sodas. Have y'all ever seen the marble sodas? Where you like pop the top in a marble.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Into
the
bottle. And then you have to drink around the marble. It's like a glass ball inside of the. Yeah, and it's dope. It's like all like Japanese stuff. And, you know, they use like real sugar and, you know, whatever.
Yeah, we're special. We allow a lot of toxins in our food. So it was founded by this Japanese man.
Yeah, here's Hi-Chew right here. Yeah.
1865.
My favorite ones are the grape ones. Hi-Chew, if y'all listening, man, I really would like to become a brand ambassador, man. Like, I know I tried to reach out on Instagram. People was trying to, a lot of my fans were trying to say something. And I feel like I should have said something myself, but y'all need to fuck with me. That's my pitch. I would like to be a brand ambassador. You know what I'm saying? I really like the Hi-Chews a lot. What's the founder's name again?
His name is Taichiro Morinaga.
I just feel like, you know, Taichiro Morinaga, he's somebody who I studied a lot. You know what I'm saying? And I know I felt the connection. Where's my camera? Right here. I felt the connection. And I just feel like, you know, somebody, I would definitely be a great brand ambassador because I really did my research on Taichiro Morinaga, and I would like to be a brand ambassador. All right, go ahead.
What's so special about him?
First of all, do you not, he, his father like had died when he was 7, and he grew up poor with no formal education, and he was like, I'm gonna make Hi-Chew.
Moved to America.
Yep, and he ended up moving to America in like 1888, and you know, he returned home and he started selling candy from a simple push cart in 1899. And, you know, he just kind of built it from there. And he hit the big time when he had these original milk chocolates that he had established. It was like a modern company in Japan. It became like one of the first companies in Japan to produce chocolates. And then, you know, just to celebrate like motherhood throughout Japan and stuff, his first Morinaga Mother's Day meeting is held. And that's where he's advocating for like, you know, like traditions in the motherland of, you know, Samari. It was like a real big deal. So, you know, you talk about just his whole timeline was deep.
Wow. That's impressive.
His whole timeline was real deep. So, you know, and then you go to the all day flavors. And I really like the grape. And, you know, the green apple was pretty cool. So, you know, I ain't even tried Blue Hawaii and some of these other ones yet. But like I said, if y'all want to see Rainbow Sherbet, what, that probably looks sound crazy.
Probably all tastes like sugar.
No, they don't. They got like a little case of grape. They go grape, big grape.
Acai yogurt.
No, not acai. It's grape.
Yogurt. Yeah, no, I don't.
Coca-Cola. Grapefruit. Grapefruit probably nasty. I mean, not nasty. Shout out to Kaichu. I know they probably make it real good. A very flavorful grapefruit.
Well, it says that people who have low BMI, skinny people, they're not more active. They're just less hungry and they run a little bit hotter.
Oh, okay.
So they're not actually like working out that much more. They just don't eat as much as everybody else. Amir, how much do you eat every day? How many calories do you eat a day?
I don't know. I don't keep track. I just eat. I do try to get my three for sure.
You get 3 meals a day?
For sure.
I really hate when scientists got to put out these embarrassing ass, like, results from some bullshit they've been working on. Like, that's like, all right, so look, check it out. If you skinny, you hungry less, and you eat less, and you warmer. All right? So that's what we come up with. Any questions? You, sir. Yeah, you. You shut the fuck up. You're not skinny enough to ask a question. Anybody else? It's like, dog, like, all right. They're going to have fat people turning their heat up and starving themselves.
Well, yeah. That's a shame. They should eat the exercise pill.
That's your first problem. You don't eat a pill. You take a pill. You got to take that exercise. Pop it. Bam. You're a maniac. All right. What else is going on? I shout out to skinny people.
That's crazy that they were like not more active. And I was like, well, duh.
Right.
Well, that's what they thought, that they would paced more, that they moved around more, but why? They're not moving around more.
Some people just built that way. I'm just built skinny? Like this. I don't do shit. I play games.
But you probably don't eat enough to.
I eat a lot of bullshit. Mm. My cholesterol probably screaming at me, but see, I'll get it figured out. See. But yeah, I remember one summer when Black Ops was hot, I did not eat. And I definitely noticed that I lost weight. Because I was just like, you get 60 seconds, CP no, on Call of Duty, you get 60 seconds in that lobby after a match. I went crazy for 10 minutes. I got 60 seconds to eat, Pop-Tart. And then throughout the day, it was Pop-Tart. I was like, oh man, I'm hungry at night. I'm not about to cook no dinner. I'm 15, 16. I go down there and bowl of cereal and then wake up in the morning and get a bowl of cereal. And then I was like, bro, you lost like 10 pounds. I was like, oh shit. And I'm already super small. So everybody was like, did you like lose weight? And I was like, nah. And then I looked and I was like, oh, goddamn, I did. So the whole summer I was just fooling around.
That's crazy. I wish I could do that. Mm-hmm. I can't eat a bowl of cereal.
I'd be fat as fuck. Pop tart, bowl of cereal. I'd be coming as best like, hey y'all. Hey. anybody wanna I brought a couple Ziploc bags full of Captain Crunch.
I can't do cereal too much anymore either though. I cut that out when I got into college. Dairy was kicking my ass, so I decided to stop.
Yeah.
Well, I told you should try the coconut milk, but you won't do it.
I don't like coconut or the taste of coconut for real. You're
a picky eater.
Very picky. But I like what I like.
All right. What else you got for us?
So this is how sound reduces pain in mice. Have you ever tried sound therapy?
No, but I have put on some dog-ass music, and it helped me.
So they have figured out the mechanism why sound actually works in mice to dull pain. Have you seen, let me see if I can pull this up.
Was like a specific type of sound or?
Well, different kinds of sound will help. So it's good for meditation, but you can actually put different frequencies into sand and it'll make it move in different ways. So have you not seen this, Amir?
We'll see. Oh, yeah. I know exactly what this is.
Have you seen this?
They make shapes and shit.
All them is mice?
Well, it's just sand.
Sand
and
mice?
Then the vibrations and the frequency from these sound waves make these different patterns.
That's a it has to be a perfect sine wave, though. I'm pretty sure that sound that they're playing sounds terrible. It would probably be a very annoying sound.
Do you ever work with frequencies, like in meditation or?
Like singing bowls and stuff like that.
Singing bowls?
Yeah, but I don't know what frequency they're on. And, you know, I couldn't tell you what sound it was making.
I think you can hide a frequency in a different kind of music. So they do that a lot. And so there are many different frequencies that can help you with things. And people claim that it can work magic, like Rife frequencies. Have you ever heard of those?
Mm-hmm. No, I haven't.
Well, Rife frequencies are supposed to be specific vibrations, sound waves that cure a specific thing. And so that would go into this idea that we're all like energy patterns or whatever. But this is real. I mean, this is how the sand moves to a different sound.
Yeah, that's how sound works. It's vibrations. That's all
crazy that it's doing that, though. Because, can I tell you something else? What this reminds me of?
Yeah.
This reminds me of crop circles.
That's true.
And how things can be matter, can be manipulated through frequency and sound.
I want to say yes for crop circles, except they're kind of anchored to the ground. The wheat that they put them in, it's kind of anchored to the ground. So this is allowed to float freely over the surface, but...
Well, yeah, but I'm just saying, like, you know, we have to use our imagination to imagine things that we can't fathom, right? Because how are crop circles possible, quote unquote? Right?
Some people say it's a hoax, but we don't know.
But you saw the recent Ancient Aliens thing that they were talking about where they were saying how... The government was making some crop circles as messages to talk back. So we were actually responding with crop circles as well as receiving crop circle messages as well, which seems a little bit more fathomable. I think that it wouldn't take a lot to put cameras over your cornfield. You know what I'm saying? Like it wouldn't take a lot to kind of survey an area like that and see what the fuck is really going on. And so, yeah, I think, you know, maybe, you know, there's more to it than we really know. I think that the more I watch Ancient Aliens on A&E, the more I'd be like, damn, or the History Channel, whatever channel would come on. But it'd be like they're rolling this shit out very, very slowly. They talked about the light bulbs. They talked about the old technology. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know. The stuff that we talked about too. I feel like they probably watched this podcast. But
see, they put also a lot of disinformation out there. Disinformation is something they put out purposely to confuse people. Yeah. So it's really hard to tell. And that's why it's helpful as they start releasing these things and a lot of Freedom of Information Acts where they actually ask them to release because at least it's been vetted. Ancient Aliens, it says they're 18 seasons of Ancient Aliens. I think after the first four seasons, it kind of fell off.
Mm-mm.
If I'm going to be perfectly honest.
They started getting permission to share more and more stuff.
Okay, I will revisit Ancient Aliens.
You missed like 14 seasons.
I know. I think it's like The Simpsons where I think like a bunch of seasons fell off. Because they have to produce content whether or not they have anything to say. Because they have a contract.
If it really fell off, people would have been like, get this bullshit out there. They would have called it something else and rebranded it.
Yeah, I just because people watch it doesn't necessarily mean that it's good. However, I used to watch it a lot. We'll see. I wouldn't bet money on what I saw in Ancient Aliens. Let me just put it at that.
They bank on you thinking that way. I'm just saying they do. You got to be smarter than the people that are trying to be smarter than you. And the way you do that is being dumber than they think you are.
Why, if they had useful information, why would they put it on A&E? You know what I mean?
Because they have to tell us. That's the whole point. They have to be able to divulge information. They can never say that they withheld it.
Yeah. And if there is something useful, it's probably hidden in a lot that's not useful. That's disinformation. So it's easier to go to the source. So if I see something on Ancient Aliens, I'll go to what they're talking about, the original source, and see if it's any good.
Right.
And a lot of times, their original sources are fairly flimsy, unfortunately.
But, you know, there's always some truth in all these areas. It's just, you know, what it means and what it doesn't mean. You know what I'm saying? Like, we could go on for days about, you know, these things. However, sound reducing pain in mice, I think that's dope. I think that, you know, anything that's going to get us away from pain medication and you know, these shutting off these receptors in our brain instead of dealing with the origin of pain for real, and then, you know, becoming frequency beings is going to be like super duper dope for us.
Have you heard the news that SSRIs might not work?
What is SSRIs?
They are antidepressants that they put people on. So basically, they said, don't quit your meds. But they're like, okay, in these studies.
You got to say that because then they know they're going to get killed.
Oh, wait. This one is making me pay for it. Hands off my. Ugh, now it's gotten political. I hate it when it gets political. Why can't we just.
What do you think? There's so much money in that shit.
So basically, they did this study. They looked at a lot of studies and they were like, yo, these antidepressants, these SSRIs that Tom Cruise was screaming about on Oprah, they don't do what they say they're going to do. And that's according to the scientists. It's not according to me. Don't quit your meds. The theory justifying antidepressants is just a myth.
You know why they got to do that?
Why?
Because these motherfuckers shooting up these schools is probably on these antidepressant medications and Ritalin and all that bullshit. And that shit probably coming down the pipeline when they connect the dots on what the fuck these little motherfuckers is on. Hello. So what do? Preemptively? You know, he's trying to get out ahead of it.
Well, this is also, there was a news that popped out this week that the Alzheimer's study that they had based a lot of their research on from like 2005, that was fraud. They had falsified a lot of the evidence. And that led to a lot of research
missed
money.
Dose and all kind of shit. That's so crazy.
This was groundbreaking news this week. Yeah, no, this was a big deal. Let me pull this up. So these are two things that are a big deal because they say depression is likely not to be caused by a chemical imbalance. So that's 20 years of psychiatrics out the window. Mm. And now they're saying that the study that they had based these things on, this guy went and he looked at it. He was like, yo, this study's been falsified. And someone who was working, one of Tony's friends, he's working in neurobiology. And he's like, yo, what they do there with the rats, they just get the conclusion they want to get to keep the funding going. They're not actually doing real science. And he was screaming about this for a while. And we're like, oh, I'm not going to say his name. You're funny. But like it turns out, he was absolutely right. They falsified the evidence to get what they want, to get the funding. This is different. He was working in Europe.
Why would y'all take that lightly? Somebody said some shit like that. Y'all, oh my God, Dave, stop it. You are just, they're not even checking the rats. Give me another drink. It's like, God damn. But I mean.
What am I supposed to do for him? He spent 10 years in school and now he's like, oh, I wasted my life.
I believe it. And you know, it's not enough medical breakthroughs coming out to justify the work that they claim that they're doing.
Well, they said they falsified some of this research, which could be fraud.
Right. Well, that's what the fuck they get for incentivizing results with money and all of that. You're never going to get true. People are greedy. They're going to skew the results to get more money. And it's like, you know, it's unfortunate. Like, some of these jobs that we have people doing should be jobs where they have to give up everything in order to do this job. That way, you know that they're serious. Like being a priest or being some shit like that. Like if you want to be a police officer, you have to only be that and live there. You can't have a family. You got to have a certain, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just saying, like some of these jobs that we're putting on people to be good people. You saw that police officer, little boy flipped her off and she had her body cam on and she had a full meltdown. She's like, I hate niggers, to herself. And it's like, well, yeah, because she's just a person and she got pissed off. And it's like, in that moment, she could have shot somebody that didn't deserve it. And she's had a record of having these kind of incidents under her belt, not turning on her body cam, you know, a little shit like that. But it's just like, because they're just people.
Like these people, mentally ill.
These people, they need money. Like, that's how you could flip a cop to be a bad cop, because it's like, bro, I know they don't pay you shit. Here, I'll pay you this. And you... And it's just like, the system is so like that to the point where they make shows about that. And their storylines are driven to where they seem so realistic because that's what they do. They pay the police off and all of that because everybody needs money and nothing is really getting done because money is all in the way of everything. It's like, oh, you know, you want to do this, you pay the money and then you can get ahead. And you And it just, it really fucks us up as a society. So I hate to hear stuff like this because we rely on these scientists to help to us to fight some of these infectious diseases and some of these, even to prevent some of these things from ever happening based on looking at real data. And it's like, fuck, these motherfuckers is just, you know, think about Corona over the last 25 months. Everything you've heard about COVID has been like, oh, wait, never mind. It's like, it's really this. Oh, wait, the mouse. It's like, come the fuck on, dog. Come, does that sound like people who are on a daily basis, like studying and handling infectious diseases? Or that sound like some motherfuckers who are just getting drunk and acting like they, you know, because they got a good ass, cool ass job title. I'm a scientist. So I'm, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, whatever these mice do, but it's like, you know, are they breeding the mice? You know what I'm saying? Do the mice have any pre-existing conditions hereditarily based on what breed of mice they are? Like, there's so many variables that comes down to all of this shit. And that's, it's like, what, we're based on some half-ass science. I can't wait till the aliens get here to fucking clean up all the bullshit. Or scrap and run us to fade and let me see how good we really are. You know what I'm saying? Everybody get their ARs out.
I don't think the aliens are going to come to save us. But this guy called Brett Weinstein did have a thing where he and other scientists pointed out that the mice that they're using for these tests are basically bred for tests at this point. So they're not reflective of other mice. And they're not, so they're not reflective of
humans. But that's okay, though, because then that makes these said mice a control group. And at least I know that they're breeding these mice for testing. That makes me feel at least a little better. I don't want some field mice coming in. Listen, what I'm saying is, like, you want your test subject to start from a clear...
No, because the mice that they're testing on had long telomeres, which means that they're not going to age as fast as us. So it's not going to be reflective of how it works on us. So you want
the mice... For some things, right? Well, but for, like, how to beat a cold, right? You want one mouse with a system that both of these mice are the same. They eat the same. They're basically twins. You split them up. You expose one to a virus, one to not a virus, right? And then in order to beat that virus and bring them back to the same vital signs as each other, that's a control group. And so in that regard, then, yeah, you could have mice that are kind of bred for that. Now, if you want some anti-aging medication or some kind of, you know what I'm saying, Alzheimer's, some shit like that where it's like a genetic, like a breakdown of tissue and for the disease, then I could see that being an issue.
Well, because,
and for that, you probably will use apes.
Different kinds of monkeys. Well, yeah, because the telomeres at the end of our DNA make us younger. So the longer a telomere is, the younger a person is.
And where is that at?
That's like the cap of the DNA. As far as I know, I am not a biologist, but that's what telomere length, that's why it's important.
I want to know what my telomere length is.
Do you?
I mean, why not? I seem like I'm pretty young. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I've stayed young for a long time. You know.
Yeah, but it is a thing. It is definitely a thing, them using specific mice. Do you ever hear of scientism? Like the religion of science?
I heard of Scientology.
No, scientism is what a lot of people think that these scientists are following now. Rather than following the scientific method, they're following this science is right, and therefore, if a scientist says it, we have to go along with it. So that's kind of scientism, and that's what you were talking about, where people went off the rails over COVID because they were just like, oh, a scientist says it, so it must be right. And this person says that's not true. And they don't have a PhD, so I don't have to listen to them. But that person turns out to be right at the end. Or they don't have the right PhD, et cetera, et cetera.
Got you. And so basically we're in love with the process of becoming a science person versus understanding that science is natural anyway. Right? So anybody really can be a scientist. And this is, I've always said that. And that's kind of tricky. Anybody could be a scientist.
Yeah.
Right? Science does not belong to the learned. It really belongs to everybody, and through trial and error is the way that you really learn science. Like when you become a scientist, they're forcing you into maybe let's say 20 scientific scenarios before you graduate. Just 20 out of thousands. Experiments and things you learn about periodic tables and all kind of shit like that. You're doing a small percentage of the sciences.
Right? You do for your field, yeah. You study your specific field. For your field,
or to be certified to be considered a scientist. Meanwhile, you know, you're no more of a botanist than a person that's been growing this forever and knows the soil and knows, you know, saying, you know, the seed and knows, like, you know, you understand plants from an educational point. You don't understand plants from experience.
Well, you have to use the method. You have to use a scientific method to make an actual experiment. Like, you have to ask a specific question and then take that one variable, isolate it to one variable and test that one variable. And that's what makes a person a scientist. So a person just at their house, just growing plants, they can do that too, but they have to be testing for one thing. They can't just be like growing plants. So if you were going to be like a herbal doctor, if you test a bunch of different herbs on one disease, well, now you're a scientist because it's trial and error. And the only thing that's different is the disease.
Right. But that's only on one disease though. So who would you trust? The person that's always growing the plants or the person that is growing specific plants to test for a specific disease? You know what I'm saying? Like, the end result is the disease. The end result is not the plant. I'd rather trust a person who the end result is the plant, because that's a process that it can be tried and true. The trial and error is going to be tried. You might move on from these plants and realize that you might find better plants, a better allotment of plants, or not plants at all, right? You're going to be bouncing around and figure out what works. A specialist to me is more than a scientist, but that's something that we can talk about in the Discord. We can keep the conversation going as always. But this is another episode of the CP podcast. I got to get out of here. I got a flight to catch. My name is Comedian CP. The comedian is silent at this point. Maya, my co-host, Amir, we're here. Always the questions, never the answers, guys. Just talk about some shit, man. If you like something we talked about today, take it to the Discord. Go down to the tab that says conspiracy theories or theory tab. Go in there. Drop your discussion, and you know, you can start your own forum up about what to talk about. People can join that, and you know, the bigger the conversation, it'll make it onto the show. So yeah, man, we're out of here. Peace. Shout out to Caffeine, man. Like, subscribe, yeah, fuck with us. Follow Caffeine, follow All Death, follow Comedian CP. We're out of here. Peace.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.